can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. And we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And you can check out the Mighty House team page, like we told Pam to in the last hour. If you're looking for somebody to help you around the house, get some things done, we do have the Mighty House team page there. And you can scroll through there, find Jeff, the guy we were talking about, to help with the kitchen design. So it's all right there at MightyHouse.net. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And don't we really need to be Facebook Living this dance thing we got going over here, Mimi?
I really think we should.
I don't think people want to see the dance you two have going on.
Whoa!
Exactly my point.
She wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah. When you two get together, all who knows what heck breaks loose.
No.
I'm going to just sit down and watch.
Okay.
All right.
Because I got it ready. So next time the dance starts, I'm just going to click it and kind of just hold it that way.
I like it.
That'll work for her.
Okay.
She's doing the, what do you call that stuff? Where the
I don't know. What are you doing? What, you're waving your arms.
Yeah, and you're doing this dancing
thing. And you're twisting
thing.
Your hips.
Yeah, and the stepping thing. What do you
yoga.
Call this stuff?
There's yoga-esque.
There's a radio show going on.
Oh, is there?
Yes,
where?
And we have a guest in studio.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Yes.
Where? Mimi!
Hey, yeah, that's me.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, how are you?
And it's Neri or Nari?
It's Neri.
Officially, it's Neri.
That's wrong.
Rhymes with Mary.
But it's wrong. It's Nari.
We say Nari just to irritate Mimi, so that's how that
it
works.
That doesn't irritate me.
Or National, anyway.
But
yeah,
Nary.
National, no.
Nary.
I feel as the official spokesperson that I should say it correctly, so
yes.
I do say Nary, but I, you know, Nari,
right.
Nary.
What is it?
It happens.
It's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Thank you for asking.
Yes. And, you know, I think Rich and I have been members a couple of 3 years.
Yeah, just a few.
And of course, we get an email from the PR company saying, hey, you want Mimi on? Sure.
Of course you do.
Yeah. I found it humorous that we see each other, once, twice a month
yeah.
in different meetings and stuff. And here the PR committee is or the PR firm is contacting us to get you on the show.
I have people now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You have people.
I have people. So my
delegate.
People called your people or you, I guess.
Oh, that's just me. I am my people.
Ron has, we are the people, but we don't get
yeah.
no contacts.
Exactly. So let's start off with why a contractor might want to be a member of NARI.
Many, many reasons. The association itself, we offer several opportunities for contractors, not only to learn in terms of education, certifications, seminars, not only also how to install a window. I heard you talk about properly flashing a window, but we also talk about how to run your business more efficiently. We talk about project management. We talk about everything that's going to make your customer's experience better, your client, your homeowner. And we also give the opportunity for industry people to network with one another. I think that's probably, it's hard to sell that as a feature, but I think once you're in it, you realize you're not alone. you have
no,
people
actually,
who...
definitely one of the things I always told people, because it's, if you're fairly new in your business, maybe you've only been doing it for a few years and you come across a particular issue, you go to the next meeting, you start asking a few other guys that have been around the block, and boom, you've got the answer.
Right.
You can sleep again.
Right. And, you know, not only the answer for how to do something, but also what products to use, what best works in that situation. So I think mm-hmm. membership, if you invest some time in it, it's a great way to just make your life easier as a contractor.
So don't just join, send in your dues, and never go to a meeting?
No, we love to see people at meetings. We have a blast at meetings. I mean, come on, they're a lot of fun. But there's a lot that goes on, and it's worth the time investment to come to the meetings and the seminars, and even just to talk to other contractors if you don't.
When are you going to have that big, open house?
The vendors' night?
Yes.
Vendors' night. It is next month, actually, on March 14th.
Oh, perfect. March 14th.
Write that down.
Because you know what? There's food.
There is food. And there are also wonderful vendors there. This is an industry-only trade show, tabletop trade show. So we invite people like your previous guest, who I tried to flag down in the parking lot, but I missed him, who have products and services that help make contractors' lives easier and solve problems. And then we invite the contractors to come and meet these people. And so it's a great event.
Right.
And last year, Ron invited listeners.
Yeah. Let's come on. Where is it?
It's at the Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village.
So, and if you show up and they say, well, you're not signed up, say, Rich Cowgill said I could come in. And
why do you put that on me?
Because you're a previous past president.
Yes.
So that's why.
Because you're the past president, the newest past president in the room, or at least on the air here.
On the screen, anyway.
Yeah. So you're the most current on the air right now.
So tell us again, Mimi, where to get the information. So narichicago.org.
That is correct.
And then that's where I'll find out where the vendor fair is?
Yes, there's actually a thing that pops up on the homepage about Vendors Night, or you can always go to drop down the news and events tab to events, and you can see our entire calendar actually for the whole year.
And that's really, really nice. So if you have people who are interested in joining, that's a good time to go.
Yes, it's a great time to go.
Right. Contractors who, I mean, many of our Mighty House family are going to be there. Mr. Floor is there last
mm-hmm.
year.
Yep.
So there are a lot of people. Is
Jeff Kaido, DDS Design?
Yes. In fact, if that listener, Pamela, is still listening, email info@ddsdesignservices.com. And he was listening to your talk about interior designers and so on.
And what did he say?
He said, have her email info@ddsdesignservices.com. And, you know, so our listeners.
Also said, thanks for thinking of them.
Yeah.
Right. Our listeners. Our contractors, vendors, for NARI, you know, it all kind of, we all play off of each other. It's all a great organization.
Right. And for the contractor, like you were saying, you don't want to just send in your money. You're not going to get anything out of it. By showing up, going to the meetings, talking to people, that's where the value is.
I agree.
And that's going in there and saying, you know, I ran into this issue. You're sitting around at the dinner, you know, meetings. And you start talking about all kinds of stuff. Well, this happened
beef.
To me. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we make runs to the beef table, you know, for the main course and for dessert. But then, you know, then you also have, you know, a presentation. And that's just the contractor part of it. You also have vendors like Dave from Henry Company that are involved also. So they have products for contractors. And here's the latest stuff going on. And they can bring that stuff in also.
Right, and I think what's great about the whole situation is it's not a sales job. It's really talking. It's solving problems. It's making everybody's lives much easier than if you were trying to just go it alone and not have a network of people. And the other thing I do want to throw in is referrals for contractors. People kind of laugh when I say this, but if you get a call, Ron, for a job on the south side, you know, south suburbs, west suburbs out of your area, you're going to refer them to a NARI member because you want it to stay in the NARI family. So,
and I want to make sure they get taken care of.
Exactly.
It's still my name that goes on that.
Right.
So what's my best chance of that, even though I didn't do the project, that it looks good for me, looks good at me, you know, on me because I referred them.
Right.
I
recommend the right person.
Right.
Yep.
And it's always a safe bet to just, you know, flip open the NARI webpage and find out where they are and refer somebody that's on the NARI page. But the first person I think of is, who did I talk to at the last meeting?
Right, exactly.
So whoever's at that meeting, that's where that networking comes in, and that's where you get those referrals to other areas. And, you know, we've got contractors all over the Chicagoland area.
Right.
And that's a great way to do it. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about the other side of NARI and what that means for the homeowners and what they get
Perfect.
Out of this.
Awesome.
Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
And can we Facebook Live that?
It actually sounds like you actually planned this.
No. No, God.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. It actually sounds like you planned this, but I know you did not. I've known you too long.
I have this planned out to the second, Rich. To the second.
Apparently.
You're listening to...
Mighty House.
See? Perfect.
Perfect.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. And the Old House, New House Home Show is today and tomorrow out at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. Check out KennedyProductions.com for more information. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. You ready, Robbie? Okay, here we go. Have you witnessed this, Mimi?
No.
Okay.
Now I'm going to mess it up. I won't watch.
Oh, we can Facebook Live this.
Go ahead, Facebook.
Look at all that stuff.
Yeah. Stuff. Look at all that
stuff. Alan Wrench, gerbil feeders, toilet seats, electric heaters, trash compactors, two cisterns, shower belts, and water meters, walkie talkies, copper switches, dedicated radio chairs, baby pellets, rubber mats, fans, humidifiers, fires, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paper movers, masking tape, and clutter cutters, press and folding tables, weather stripping, jumper cables, cotton deckless power, high performance lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressor, back connectors, water tubes, and fittings, trailer hitches, magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, tennis rackets, angle brackets, air cells, and energized soffit panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, coffee makers, calculators, generators, matches, salt and pepper shakers. I can't wait, no, I can't wait, no. When we gonna open up that door? I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Going to the hardware store. Mimi,
Yeah. Next
time. You missed, you cut the Facebook Live feed off like just before the big arm finish.
Yeah, I did.
That's okay. Yeah. That would
have
been
awesome. That's why she started it, when she saw the phone go down.
That was fun. That was amazing. Anybody can play along. Weird Al Yankovic,
hardware
store song lyrics.
Uh-huh.
We play it every week. Play along.
Not every week.
Oh, we're going to.
No.
We are going to.
No.
All I need is one person to say they'll sing it with me every week.
Robbie@MightyHouse.net, and we're doing
maybe it. Maybe we get Big Al to call in.
Yeah. Hey, Rich.
Or Weird Al.
Yeah. Rich, here's someone, Jeff, on Twitter. We were talking about the house wrap and how it's not installed correctly.
Yes.
Jeff was driving down the road and, boom, took a picture. It's not installed correctly. I mean, how hard is this to install the house wrap?
It's, well, the worst part is this isn't like it's a new issue.
No. The windows are leaking and creating problems, and it's because it's not installed correctly. We have members
and this has been going on for 15 years.
Yeah, longer. And we have members of NARI that come in, they talk about this stuff, right, mm-hmm. Mimi?
Right. I was just going to say that those people obviously haven't come to a NARI meeting in the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about that kind of stuff all the time. And that's what's great about NARI and going to the meetings and vendors night, like we were talking about next month, for the contractor. Can the homeowner come?
It's really more of an industry targeted show.
But I tell people.
It's more of a.
More of a.
You're not saying exclusively.
Well, I'm no, not, the I meetings won't turn are anyone
right. Yeah. We're not going to turn.
The meetings are more for the members.
Right.
It is for the members. But if a homeowner shows up and walks through there, you're not going to get turned away.
I will not turn
them
away.
Where is it?
At the Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village.
See? Close by. Centrally located.
Uh-huh.
For everybody. Uh-huh. They can swing in there. And
you do have to pay to get in.
No. Just say Rich Cowgill sent me, and you'll get him for free.
Yeah, then you can talk to the treasurer.
Who's the treasurer?
Joe Tarquino, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Did you say Jeff put it on Twitter or Facebook?
It's now on Facebook.
What's that?
Oh, it says on Facebook, Jeff Kaida put the NARI GC website. It's a great resource for both members and the public. Mimi can explain
no, I was,
all
No,
that.
I was looking for Jeff's post about the Tyvek or whatever.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Just said
oh, no, that's on the Twitter, yeah. That's on the Twitter. Okay. Yeah. So, Mimi from NARI. Mari. That came out.
Is that my new name?
Yeah, Mari. you stopped in today to talk about it. Last segment, we were talking about what benefits NARI has for contractors. Mm-hmm. What about the homeowner? What advantages is there to the average homeowner that maybe goes to NARIChicago.org and clicks on that site? What are they going to find there?
I think the main thing for homeowners is that our members are screened before they join. They subscribe to our code of ethics for sound business practices, advertising, managing jobs, managing financials, et cetera.
Wait a minute. So let me see. So if a contractor's in there and they're advertising that they're giving away free design, free financing, and free cabinets for their kitchen installation, is that okay?
We are not happy about that sort of thing.
But it's
no,
free,
yeah,
right?
We have very, very specific rules about advertising.
I
can run a sale, but I have to tell you what your true savings is and when it ends. And,
right,
yeah,
there has to be an end
rules.
Date, that sort of thing. But not only that, just sound business practices. So what does that mean for the homeowner? You're hiring someone who's been screened. They don't just write a check and are in. They have there's a code of ethics in place that if by some stretch of the imagination that it is broken, we do have a process to deal with that. And 99% of the time, 99.999, we actually solve the whole problem. And so that's a great, I think that's the number one advantage for the consumer.
And those issues aren't popping up constantly. It's not like we deal with a lot of those.
No.
You know, because we do the footwork before that contractor becomes a member, a lot of that stuff's done. They have their insurance. We know, you know, how they operate.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're not that company that opens a new LLC every 6 months.
Right. We actually not only check the company name that's listed on the application, but we check the principal owners that are listed on the application. We have run into in the past where people have done that. They're starting a new company because they had problems with their old one. And we do not allow those type of people in. We tell the consumer we give them reliable and ethical contractors, and we do the legwork to make sure we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for the average homeowner, you know, there are some serial remodelers out there, but for the average homeowner, they're doing their kitchen once. They're doing their bathroom once. They're not going to do it again. So they don't have the skills and knowledge of how to properly remodel a house. And I think that's where going to the NARI website will help. You know, not only do you have the contractors there, but there's also guidelines for homeowners to find a contractor, correct?
Correct. We do have a Find a NARI GC Pro search where you can put your zip code in. If you want, you can also select a category. So if you're doing a basement, if you're doing, if you want to redo your roof, we have some roofers, you can get specific and then get the contractors in your who work in your area. They'll come up right up there. You can give them a call or email straight from the website.
And if you're a contractor in the South Side, you probably should join NARI because there's an absolute shortage. When I left, we were out.
We have a few down there, so we can provide those.
You could really use some more.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep, and we've got a new one in Hyde Park now.
Mm-hmm.
So Allison's been on the show. She comes in here. That's how we suckered her into it.
Right.
So we are spreading around and getting contractors from all over the Chicagoland area. And what if someone's listening in, I don't know, Florida? Miami area, are there NARI contractors across the country?
There are. We have, I forget the exact number, but it's somewhere around 60 chapters across the country. So if you're outside of the Chicagoland area, you can go to NARI.org, NARI.org. And again, there you can put in your zip code and find someone who's close to you.
Right. Milwaukee's got a great chapter. Madison. Twin Cities?
Minneapolis, yep. Kansas City, St. Louis.
I think in Naples there's one guy.
Well, and
like one and, business, but yeah. I mean, you know, that's good though. I mean, he's a pretty successful builder.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot of value for the average homeowner then also.
Yeah, not only do we provide those contractors or the list of contractors, we also provide things. This is my favorite thing, and I know I mention it every time I come on, but mm-hmm. my favorite thing is the questions to ask references.
My mom gives me a great reference. I don't know what your problem is.
Exactly. And you know what question number one is? Is the contractor related to you?
So you laugh about it. I did that yesterday.
Really?
I interviewed a trim carpenter. And I actually had to call a office manager from another construction company, and I asked that, are you related to him?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of giggled.
Really?
And I gave her the same thing. Yeah, because I go, my mom would never give me a bad reference. So, you know that.
So we have questions. Wow. It starts out there, but it also talks about, you know, you can have a great end result, a great like a kitchen, bathroom, whatever. But how did you get there? So was the person on time? Did you feel comfortable leaving them alone in your house? Were you comfortable being in the house with them? So we have those types of references or resources under our resources tab on our website.
Yes, excellent. And it's NARIChicago.org.
Correct.
And nationally, NARI.org.
.org.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And if you go to NARI.org, it'll take you to the local one anyway, right?
You can get there.
Yeah.
Especially if you're out of the Chicago area, use NARI.org.
Okay. And they have a bunch of awards. That's what you were really supposed to come in, and we didn't even get to that yet. So,
darn it.
But contractors do, there's an awards program that contractors can sign up for. You can find all that at the website, NARIChicago.org. I appreciate it, Mimi. Thanks for coming in, as
thanks,
always.
Ron. Good to see you.
Thanks,
good to
Mimi.
You and Robbie, Rich.
Thanks, Mimi.
Thank
good to
you.
See you.
Bye.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that. Pressure man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. The Old House, New House Home Show is today and tomorrow only out at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. For more information, check him out at KennedyProductions.com. That's a great show to get out to. They've got a lot of good stuff going on out there. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, that's how Mike wants us to say it, You will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Sorry to bore you there, Rich.
No. We're good. Sorry.
It's all good. This getting up an hour earlier now, is still not used to it yet? Or?
No, dude, it's an hour later here. So
I know. But it's still an hour earlier than what you were used to doing the show.
No, actually, it was probably from the lack of exercise this morning. You know, I got up and took the big dog for a walk. You know, and then to sit around, you know, that's why, like you, I go up, down, stand for a while.
Yeah, no, I just stand. So it's for the 3 hours here. I was so tired of sitting all the time. It just, I can't do it, so.
I don't mind standing and sitting. I mean, I go up and down, but my right knee will go bad. You know how it is. Tell people, it's not the years, it's the miles.
Exactly. So did you have an email for us there, Robbie, that you were feverishly looking for?
Well, I'm going to post a picture. I sent a picture to both Rich and Ron of a drill. Have you seen this? Did you see that photo yet?
Where did you send it to, like a...
Rich at Mighty House.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to post it really quick online so that everybody can see it. It was a...
So can you describe it as I look it up?
I have to post it so that people could see what I'm talking about at the same time. Is that okay?
Sure. You could do that.
Okay, hold on. I'm posting. It's a drill post.
Are you texting it to us, or is it a true email?
I emailed it. But
okay.
I will show it to you. Okay.
It'll take 6 months to come through on my email on my phone.
Drill. Here it is. Drill.
Drill.
Open. This is what we're talking about. Talking about this drill.
Drill?
This drill. Okay, because what happened? Okay, now I'm publishing it. We have an email, and people email us photos of things and say, what is this, you know, or whatever. So we have an email of this drill. Ron, there's the picture of the drill.
Okay, it looks like a Makita right-angle drill.
Yes, okay, so here's the question. Dear Mighty House.
Yeah.
Actually, it was sent to Robbie, so, you know. Okay, this is a closed-corner cordless new drill in Menards store on display.
Menards!
Quack, quack.
Me nards.
Uh-huh.
Men's nards. It has switch.
Inside voice, Robbie. Inside voice.
Okay. So what's the question there, Robbie?
It has switch on-off button down on the handle in order to operate it.
Right.
I need to use two hands. One hand applies the force. The second hand pushes on the on-off button.
Correct.
I have to use my mouth to hold the screw where I want to apply because I don't have a third hand.
Correct.
Do you see any better way to use this tool as a closed corner drill with the switch on the bottom to operate with one hand only? It could better serve as a hatchet or a hammer by my estimate. Please take a look.
They already own this drill?
I don't know. I mean, he took a picture of it on display at Maynard.
It looks to me that it's designed to do just that one-handed use.
You can do it, and if you buy the magnetic tip to put in the end of the drill, and then you might be able to do one handed, but that product is really that's not an everyday tool.
What is it?
That is, if you're doing cabinetry and you have to get into tight spots to drill and put two cabinets together, and you got to get in tight spots. That's really what it's designed for. It's not really designed for constant use like a normal drill cordless screw gun would be.
No, and it doesn't look like it has a Jacobs chuck on it. It looks like it just has a quarter inch receiver
back
for
the truck
fits.
Up. Beep, back.
Beep, 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 beep.
What is a Jacobs truck?
Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck. It's actually the style where you turn the outer ring, which causes the three inside
Never mind.
Little travers to hold your drill bits. Yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
So anyway, the point is that that looks like it's just for running in screws.
Right. Right. So you can, and you know, those, they're good for drilling holes, smaller stuff. You can do stuff like that with it, and it's okay, but it's, you know, it's not really, it's not, like I said, it's just not designed, at least I don't use mine everyday use. I use mine to get into tight spaces.
Right. I could tell you if you use that for 8 hours a day, whatever, you would actually have more tendonitis than I have.
Yes.
Because that is the worst grip ever. That pistol grip, holding that thing straight up and trying to apply that pressure,
yes,
will just tear this up.
You get your Popeye arms going.
So that's good for a couple three screws and put it back in the box in the bag.
Yeah. Here you go.
What's that?
I'm drilling holes.
Oh, jeez.
I'm drilling holes.
That's what you can use that drill for. That's what
it
you can
takes
do.
So little
okay,
to...
so yeah. We have another email question.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
Okay. Our house.
Oh, be very afraid.
Yeah. I just have an email that I'm not even going to open. The subject is men's nards.
We get email.
I'm going to open that
one. We get your email every day.
Nope.
Meow, meow, meow.
Here's your mail today.
Our house has an intersection roof. But the part that intersects does
an
not...
An intersecting roof?
Is an intersection roof.
Okay.
But the part that intersects does not have any kind of hole connecting the main part of the roof to the intersecting part under the roof.
Oh, okay, in the attic.
I don't know.
That's what you're... I'm going to assume that's what you're talking about.
We get water condensation on the ceiling about 8 to 10 inches under the intersecting part when it is very cold outside and about 70 degrees inside.
Mm-hmm.
The roofer says the roof is okay. The insulation people say we need a 2x2 foot hole for access to this other part so that they can see what kind of insulation it needs.
Correct.
It's less than 2 foot from the top of the patio
Ooh.
Door to the peak of the...
Whoa!
Sorry.
Bless you.
I don't have a cough button on my Suzy Live thing. Okay. I covered the mic.
Yeah, no, not very well.
Sounded
apparently.
Like a tornado.
Well, no, I didn't. Well, I don't know. I did, but I don't know. Apparently, yeah. It's that sensitive. Sorry.
It's like a hurricane hit and just took your house away.
Yep. Okay, so finish that last part.
At least the sill plate's still there.
They just don't know what to do.
Okay, so the ridge is 2 feet from the top of the ceiling?
Yes.
Okay, so now, here's the problem with trying to drill into and get into those areas. It was probably a porch at one time, and they kept adding on roofs. And now it's a finished space, and you're trying to get in there. You have to be careful. You can cut a hole through there. You may not get a 2-foot by 2-foot area to get into that space, but you have to cut between the two rafters and cut down as low as you can and just take out some of the smaller boards. And you might be able to take just one or two boards out of the very bottom to be able to see in there. The 2-foot by 2-foot hole is so that they can actually get in there and do something and actually get the insulation down. So I would say first cut the exploratory hole in there, and they actually make cameras too that you can get in there and do a bore scope and actually just drill a 3/4 inch hole in there, slide your bore scope in there, and then look around. And it that way you're not even having to worry about cutting a hole big enough to get through there.
Correct.
So the other thing is, if you have a ceiling light fixture, a recessed light, a can light, you take that down, slide the can light part out, the frame will stay in there, and you can go up through those lights and take a look with a borescope also. And then that way, that'll give you a better idea of what's going on. My guess is, there's no insulation in there because it was probably a porch that got enclosed with screens, that got enclosed with windows, and all of a sudden now, it's
living
your,
space.
It's your family room. Right.
Yes.
So that
I
happens quite a bit. So if that's the case, you need to get some insulation up there. So how's that?
Awesome.
More better?
I need to put some makeup on before you do these face live videos. Just
so
saying.
It's interesting, too. Like borescopes, you can buy them at box stores for like $299.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have such liberal return policies. You can do the check.
I would
wipe
say,
it off and return it.
I would say
no.
go rent one. You can rent one.
I just think it's funny.
I know. Well, you can return stuff to Big Orange that you didn't even buy there. They don't care. They'll take it back. It's hilarious.
Well, that's why, like, when I go to those stores, I mean, you absolutely positively have to make sure the box is not open.
Yes. Yep, it's exactly it. And it's been taped shut. And
because somebody took out the one screw they dropped or, the, you know, whatever.
Yep. So it's,
they're always booby-trapped.
I agree. You okay, Robbie?
I am just great.
Okay. Peachy keen?
Jelly bean.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
Let's see what we got on.
Is there another hurricane over there?
Nope.
Oh.
This microphone is just crazy sensitive.
Yeah. Dave Bowling just posted a thing on Twitter saying he had a great time. And we didn't scare him too bad. So
no, that's good. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He did good.
Yeah, I think he was fine.
The only thing, Robbie forgot to ask about cost, but I don't know that he'd go there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's...
Well, I looked it up. It's really not bad when you consider labor savings and so on. But
right.
Again, you got to teach people to do it right. So it's nice that they were willing to go out and do the first roll, like he said.
Yes. And
you know, to teach you how to do it.
Yeah, you call them out there, have the manufacturer come out, show you how to do the installation on the first project, and then after that, you're good.
But contractors know it all already.
No.
Call the manufacturer. No. It's a new product. Have them come out and demonstrate it. There's it, and you can find out a lot by doing stuff like that, too. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and get Mr. Novak in here and also Peggy Malecki.
Cool.
Because the Mike Novak Show is coming up next. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
This is your talk.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh?
Only on 1590 WCGO, Evanston, Chicago.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. Wow, Rich, you're doing good there, buddy. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And again, we had Laura in from the Old House, New House Home Show last week. That's going on right now today.
Yes.
Down at Pheasant Run. Stop in there. Say hi to Laura.
So much good stuff down there.
There's over 300 vendors down there.
Chocolate.
Yeah. And
remember, your admission today, you could still go back tomorrow. Because if you're heading there now, you're late.
And admission.
I mean, it's that big a show. You got to keep, you know what I mean? So it's great.
Yeah. And no, it's a great show. They've got a lot of stuff going on down there. So stop in there. Say hi to Laura.
And a portion of the ticket price goes to?
Support Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, it does.
The Fox Valley. So that's the Elgin and Chicago
awesome.
Chapter. So it's pretty cool. Mr. Novak.
Hey, ho.
Mrs. Malecki?
Ms.
To you.
Or okay.
Miss?
Hey, okay. I've had Malecki as my last name my whole life. So.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, I know you have the dangly thing. Don't you have a shiny thing on your left hand somewhere?
Yeah.
See, that confuses me. I don't know. Should I say Mrs.? Did you keep your name? Didn't you take it? Was his name something strange? You didn't like it, so you wanted to keep your own name?
Ring could mean anything nowadays. Yeah.
I know.
So it's
true.
The only one that called me Mrs. Irwin was the high school.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
And I get really confused when someone says this is their partner,
mm-hmm.
because it could be business partner,
right.
It could be life partner, and I've been wrong on both accounts.
Yes. So it's better just not say anything.
Well, people just maybe clarify when they introduce me to their partner, which, you know.
Well, yeah, and Mike's got both. He's got
that's true.
A business partner and life partner is the same person.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Well, not. It depends on the business.
Yeah,
correct.
Pick a business, not the radio partner, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now Robbie's totally confused.
I just went,
Hi, Robbie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go to the hardware store.
Yeah. So what do you got going on with the Mr. Novak show coming up next?
Well, the same kind of stuff that you guys are doing here. It's conference time. It's conference time. You know, this is what you do in February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have conferences and you have folks come by and learn stuff so that when the weather gets warm, which it will do tomorrow, right, or something like that. I mean, that's the other thing. I'm still kind of baffled by the Chicago winter. I have a name for it. No, it's exactly what I'm using now. It's not spring. It's not summer. It's not fall. It's not winter. So I'm calling it not winter.
It's the not winter season.
It's the not winter season, right?
Well, because
just from growing up there, I just know it works out two ways. It's either construction season or not construction season.
Right.
And right now you're in not construction season.
Oh, no, we are.
No. The cones are starting to sprout already.
Yeah. No.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a second sign of spring.
As long as we don't need the blacktop. They're pouring concrete. The concrete trucks are running like crazy.
Oh, yeah. They're getting some work in, I guess, because there's not snow covering everything. And
it's above 30
degrees.
Well,
you don't have much frost then, huh?
No, there is no frost.
Well, you know, it comes and it goes, Rich. It's been really odd. We'll get like 3 days of freezing weather, and then we'll get 4 days of above 40 weather. And as I mentioned last week, it's not particularly...
No snow.
Yeah, there's no snow, and it's killing the plants. It's not even you know, even the ones that are in dormancy are getting heaved out of the ground. But it does allow.
But I mean, this time in February.
I like September.
September.
I looked down at something, so I just lost my. I derailed my train of thought. But no, in February you should be at least 6-7 inches of frost.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Where
zero.
You're not going to be able to do anything
on our job sites. Zero. You're walking through 2 inches of muck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other side of it.
When it's warm enough, but and then when it's frozen, you're walking on the crust.
Yeah, a few years ago, I was able to ride my motorcycle every month of the year. This is going to be one of those, because I will be out riding later today.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Okay, good.
Yes, so, I was riding in January, I rode in December.
Yep, so. I think Jim took his motorcycle to the job site at least 2 days this week, too.
Yeah, so, you know, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Yes. Although I guess if you're on the East Coast this weekend, you're digging out of a snowstorm.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
That's true.
And we're not getting and if you're on the West Coast, you're
flooded.
You got mudslides.
But they need.
But they've had such serious droughts that.
Oh no! It's good, but unfortunately, when it all comes at once, it just washes the hills away.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they'll have planes.
Well, that's because of the fires, but that's just part of nature. But the other side, the nice thing is the snowpack is actually so deep right now. That, I would like to see Lake Mead actually go up a couple of feet.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
So anyway, you asked, and we are talking about a couple of, there's a conference next week called Wild Things in Chicago, and it's pretty amazing because it goes from, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
And then the party.
Right. And then the party. And there's over 100 seminars.
Really?
More than 100 seminars, and it's about conservation and habitat and nature and you name it. I mean, it's all there. And you can't get in. It's sold out. That's the other thing. We're doing an interview today with one of the presenters, and it's actually kind of cool. It's a program about Chicugly. Uh-oh.
Chicugly?
What just happened?
What?
What's this music?
Is there a party going on somewhere?
Right. Hold on.
Okay. I'm waiting.
It's coming.
I'm home.
Hold. Hold.
We're on hold.
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing.
All righty.
You make everything.
Ron's got a song for everything.
Wild Thing.
There you go.
He's got a Google machine.
That's it.
Anyway, so we'll have one of the presenters on, and he's doing something that's called, and I'm looking it up here because I don't have the...
Well, I'll leave this up for you then on this, so you can use this song then, because that was perfect for you then, right?
Just perfect.
Fits the Mike Novak show.
I will go right to it. That is the first thing I will do when I get into my program. Yeah.
Sorry. Excellent. That's good.
And we're also talking about McHenry County College, and they're doing a series of presentations about sustainability. And so this is we're in PR mode here this week. We're promoting these really great events that people should take advantage of because they're not planting anything right now. So
yep. That's very cool. Excellent. All right. Well, appreciate it. You guys have a good show.
Thank you.
And always good talking to you. And stick around for the Mike Novak Show coming up next. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and also on Twitter and iTunes, so you can stop there. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You'll see Robbie trying to sing on there right now with a live Facebook post, unless she took it down. I did put it up there. Next week, we're going to have another Mighty House Tip of the Week. And then Clutter Clarity, and of course, your phone calls in between that. Thanks to Dave Bowling from Henry Company. He's the Residential Building Envelope Manager. Great title. And we were talking about Blueskin. Also, Mimi Altman from NARI, NARIChicago.org, for more information. All right, for Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.